Welcome to Keep Sweet, the Positive World Podcast. I am your host, Joshua Gonzalez, and welcome, everyone. We have a, what do we call it, a laid-back episode today where it's just me and Matt coming at you from our apartment. Matt, what's up? What's good? What's new? What are you doing? What's happening?
Just because we don't have a guest doesn't mean it's going to be laid back.
Well, that's true. I mean, I like to think of it as laid back, but obviously it's not going to be laid back because we're still here and like we're never laid back. That's like not what we do.
You also don't have a desk. I have the only desk, so we need to give you a desk. But clearly, I've had some wine, as have you.
I know, we had wine. First timer?
I mean, like, on the podcast.
Oh, I guess. Yeah. I mean, I think I've recorded some episodes with, like, some White Claws, but sure.
Oh, wow. Summer. Wow, this thing's been around.
Yeah, I mean, we're at, like, what, 25 episodes? It's like a quarter...
Quarter of 100, but yeah. That's half a year.
Okay, sure. I don't know. Wait, what? What do you mean?
26 weeks is half a year.
Oh, okay. But we took a summer break too. So we're, anyway.
So more than half a year.
What's new with you, Matt? What's going on in your life?
Oh my gosh, so much. So my husband.
That's me. Just so you don't know. Okay, I don't know why he said it like that, but it is me.
I mean, a lot of what's going on in my life is what's going on in your life.
That is true. Oh, that's, okay. So what about my life?
Well, I don't know what you want to share, but like you're going through a little career crisis.
You know what? I said it was a career crisis, but it's actually a career deluge of opportunities.
No one knows what that word means.
Yes. What? Yes. It's a career cornucopia.
Oh, wow. It's getting worse.
Opportunities. It is a career myriad of opportunities.
Okay. That's more common.
Yeah. So explain a little. What are you talking about?
Oh, well, okay.
It's your thing you brought up. So
okay. Well, so you have real estate. And
yes.
You have all your wonderful clients listening.
Yes. And I just submitted an offer for one of my clients. So let's hope it gets accepted. Fingers crossed. All cash offer. Let's go.
Yeah. But something you've been realizing about the real estate industry through, you know, watching Million Dollar Listing, but also mm-hmm. just like in your day-to-day work life, is that the people who are most successful in the industry tend to be the ones that really push clients maybe beyond what they're comfortable doing mm-hmm. just to close the sale. Mm-hmm. And you have a moral compass. And and so you've been kind of questioning, like, do I want to push that hard or do I want to just kind of take it with the flow and go with what comes to me, make sure my clients are 100% comfortable with everything, which may mm-hmm. mean you're not the top producer in New York City, mm-hmm. but you still make a comfortable income while being able to serve your clients well.
Yeah. And there are those agents out there that like can still make a great living without being too pushy. But those people are like working 24/7 and like dropping everything for their clients as they should. And they're great and amazing. But I just don't know if that's for me, you know, like I'm happy making less money and like working at my own pace in that way, you know, because I really like providing for my clients a good service. And so I don't want to get too busy where I feel like I'm not giving them my best.
Yeah. So while keeping that up, we are making a more of a parallel path into mm-hmm. a client services venture.
Perhaps.
Same thing, still client services.
Yeah, that's what I'm good at.
But I mean, because I work in an advertising agency, I sort of try to like put everyone in a box of, okay, what role would you play in an mm-hmm. advertising agency? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the advertising roles are similar in different industries, but they have like generic titles that are applicable in different industries. So,
oh yeah, for sure.
Anyway, so I sort of pegged you for a client services guy.
I don't know if you can say you pegged me. That's like sexual to people nowadays.
Is that a problem for this podcast?
I don't know. We haven't gone there yet.
Well, anyway, so lots of myriad of opportunities on the table.
Yeah, potentially maybe working a job at a company. We don't know. Potentially continuing on this real estate path full force instead of just kind of taking it as like a parallel path. And I'm also still performing in a show. So it's just a lot going on. And I gotta like kind of decide, you know, where I want to put some good efforts to grow, you know, because I can do it all. But like, where do I want to like flourish and grow? We don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Cool.
But it is exciting to have all those options available to me. So like, again, I did call it a crisis, but it's not a crisis. It is a wonderful basket, a fruit cake, if you will, of, you know, is a grab bag.
Okay. Okay. Put them all in there.
All right. So that is what's going on with me, I guess. And I guess what's going on with you. We have wine. And anything else going on? What is going on with you, though? I want to hear, like, what's any... You don't have anything else to...
Well, I mean, so work-wise, I mean, I'm having a similar... Not similar at all. I'm also going through a transition phase, perhaps. My role was very, like, project-based. And mm-hmm. I did the project. And now I want a new project. So we're in a little bit of a, like...
Okay.
Transition phase of looking cool. for a new project within my role.
Okay, but, like, but in outside of work, any, like, yeah. world things happening?
Totally. Did you see about? That the Hudson Yards, the Edge, or whatever that building is called, they now have this, like, scaling the building, climb the skyscraper situation they've just announced?
Oh, like, scaling the building.
Mm-hmm. And so I sent it to my dad and his wife, who are coming to visit us over the holidays. And I was like, hey, maybe this is something you might want to do when you're here. Because I don't think I can
oh
do
my God,
it.
Can you imagine your dad? And I mean, Carla would be the first one to go, his wife.
Yeah,
she would be the first
reply.
One.
Isn't that weird?
I'm sure she'll be scaling that building. And we're
I mean, it's going to be like over the winter, though.
Yeah, maybe it won't be open if it's like iced over. That sounds dangerous. Anyway, I would not. Right, climb
I mean,
the edge.
You wouldn't do anything with any risk of anything.
Yeah, because I like living yeah. and staying alive.
There
so,
you go.
Staying alive. So yeah, so that's, I guess, a cool thing that's going on. We also just watched, speaking of podcasts, we just watched...
Only Murders.
Called? Only Murders in the Building.
Murders or Murderers?
Only Murders in the Building. Steve Harvey, Martin Short. I mean, Steve
Martin.
I'm drunk.
Although Steve Harvey would have
would have been great.
Great
too, yeah. Steve Martin, maybe he's on for next season. Only Murders in the Building. If
lots
you're listening
of cameos,
to this,
so very
please,
well could be.
I know exactly. Please have Steve Harvey on for next season. So Steve Martin and Martin Short, they're in their
okay,
70s.
Okay, and Selena Gomez.
Well, okay, yes, yeah, Selena Gomez, sure, but they are in their 70s and like at the top of their game. Like Steve Martin helped write it, produce it. They're acting. And their comedy is as good as it's ever been. And I'm just like awe-inspired because there's, you know, they're getting older with age and they are proving to all of us that age is just a number because they still got it. They can still do everything they could do 30 years ago. And it's incredible.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like Jennifer Holliday at the Tony Awards. Did
oh
you
my
see
God,
her?
Yes.
Best performance I've ever seen.
She's getting better. With age, like she's been singing that same song, which not like only a few people in the world can sing and do it justice, like can perform and do it mm-hmm. justice. She's been doing that same number for 40 years and it's better than it was when she won the Tony for it. Like it's, that is just insanity that it, I just, it gives me hope that, you know, as we get older, we can still not only be good at what we love doing, but be better than we are now. That's incredible.
There you go.
It makes me look forward to being in my 60s and my 70s.
Wow. You used to say that you wanted to quit after, you know, like 30.
Yeah. Well, here we are. Okay, everyone. So for today's good news story, and then we'll move on to some topics that Matt has picked out. But for today's good news story, I pulled this one because it was like really touching and I was like really sad about it. I almost cried. Okay, so Vin Diesel.
That's where we're starting.
Yeah. Okay, well, no, let's not start there. So Paul Walker's daughter got married recently. And the person that walked her down the aisle was Vin Diesel.
Wow. That's all I have to say about that. That's the good news story.
Isn't that so precious that, like, you know, him and Paul were so close. And then because, you know, Paul can't be there for her, Vin stepped up.
Oh, I forgot he died.
He died, Matt.
Okay.
And so Vin Diesel.
Now I'm there.
Vin Diesel is like the father figure
now
for
I'm feeling
her.
It.
that walked her down the aisle and gave her away.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, that's what I said. So that made me, it made my eyes gush.
Oh.
And it just warmed my heart. And so, Vin Diesel, you are so good. We love you. Thank you for being an upstanding gentleman. And he looks good in this like powder bluey gray suit walking her down the aisle. And I hope her wedding and her marriage lives long and prospers.
Lovely.
All right. And Matt, you said you had some topics for us today. Lay them on me.
No, I just said I could like come up with them as we talk. So let's see what we got here. Well, first of all, I'm looking at our front door and it has this new fire notice. Like we live in a hotel. It's so annoying.
I know. Why is that a thing? Is that, I'm in real estate and I've never heard that that is a requirement.
I mean, like, we could take the paper out, but the plastic thing would still be glued to the door.
Yeah, they put this, like, ugly plastic thing on the back of our front door.
Like you would see at a hotel.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I do, like, sales, though, so, like, maybe that is a rental requirement. I have no idea.
Perhaps. Anyway, I'm just looking at it, and it happened today, so we are still in reaction mode. The other thing I just thought of, you mentioned how, like, your eyes were gushing, and my eyes were gushing recently when I got a surprise gift from a friend.
Yeah, talk about that. I love that.
So it was 4 pints of like edible cookie dough, but you can also bake it and you can also half bake it and eat it with ice cream.
Which we have been doing way too much.
Because, like literally every night. It's so good. But anyways, they forgot to send a note. So Josh happened to know who sent it to me. So he texted her, she texted to me, and she was like, hey, I was told you got a surprise gift and it did not include a note. So it was sort of like a weird secret admirer type thing.
Yeah.
But okay, this is so crazy. This has never happened to me. So apparently she was, I don't know, like cleaning through her apartment or something, and she stumbled upon these 2 greeting cards that I had given her at we were coworkers and at different moments while we were working together.
They were big moments.
Yeah, big moments for her. And she said that like they were really kind and thoughtful and like what she needed to hear at the time. And what's so funny is like at the time, I know she had a lot going on. It was a very emotional time. And like, I'm a very, like, I love giving gifts and I love, like, seeing the reaction. Mm-hmm. And I never really, it's so funny, and, like, got the closure or, like, of, like, wow, they really appreciated the gift I got. Mm-hmm. And so this was, like, 2 years ago. And, like, she stumbled upon those and she knows we love sweets. Mm-hmm. And so she sent us that gift. And I was just, like, I don't know. I got the text and I was so, so touched and, like,
yeah.
This feels like a humble brag, but, it kind of is, but also shout out to Georgina, future guest. And that's what they say on the Justin Long podcast about everybody. Future guest. And number one fan of this podcast.
Yes. And, you know, I will say for those who don't know Matt or who have had the privilege to get a present from Matt, like gift giving is like one of his love languages for sure. And he is so good at it. First of all, he's so on top of it. Like everyone's birthday is, they're notified, they're gifted, like he got it.
Okay,
like
not everyone. So like if you're a friend and you have received a gift, we're talking about family.
Yeah. And you're just like so thoughtful and like, you know exactly what to get them. You know exactly what they need. You know exactly what, like, you're just a really great gift giver. So I'm not surprised that she loved your gifts.
Aw, shucks. Well, it was more about the notes and the greeting cards.
But I'm a terrible gift giver. I just forget half the time.
I will not confirm or deny. I plead the fifth. Okay. The next topic. So part of why I married Joshua.
Oh, here we go. This is couples therapy now.
He used to tell me about how terrible his mother was at restaurants or with customer service people. Terrible meaning like complaining, but also
a Karen.
Like
she was a big Karen,
would super get what she wanted anytime, even if it wasn't really due to her or that she didn't have the right to it.
She was very Karen-esque.
And so Joshua would tell me and sell me on how she has trained him. And he used to do this a lot in college. And I was like, I'm really not that guy. I'm like the last person to want to have a conflict with somebody. So like if I can marry someone who can just do that for me anytime something happens, that would be lovely. Anyway, so last, 12 years, he's done this for us about zero times. And anyway, but
I've worked now in service jobs and I don't want to it's just a lot of effort. And sometimes it's an effort for something that doesn't matter. Okay, they got my burrito order wrong. Am I really going to go through all this effort and really make someone feel bad for an $8 burrito? It's not worth it.
But then oftentimes he'll want me to do it. And so I do this sometimes.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think I make you do it or force you do it. Anyway, where's this going?
Where finally, past weekend, we were at one of our favorite restaurants, Smith.
Oh, yeah, the Smith.
A good staple.
If you're part of my newsletter, you know how much I love the Smith.
There you go. And he finally pulled out his Karen.
Well, I'm not going to get canceled. Don't say I'm
not like
Karen.
That. No, he,
no, but they really messed up. They really, really messed up.
So what happened was we had a friend in town and we wanted to take him to the Smith and it was a little birthday.
It was his birthday brunch.
And he was also seeing a Broadway show. And so we had plenty of time, but we placed the order and we were just having a good conversation, catching up. We hadn't seen each other in a few years. Mm-hmm. So at least 40, 45 minutes later, the waiter comes by and is like, "Hey, they lost your order. I need to put it in again," or something like that. So mm-hmm. he takes our order again.
So obviously he had never put it in to begin with, or else they could just reprint
it. He could just look it up.
So obviously he was the one that lost the order or forgot to put it in. So then we watched him go and put our order in the POS.
Right. And he didn't flag it to anybody. He didn't say, "Hey, this is a rush because I made a mistake."
Yeah, and that's the thing. We've worked in both of us have worked in restaurants. When you make a mistake like that, you put it in and then you run to the chefs and you're like, "Hey, I need this on the fly. I fucked up."
Exactly. So it took just as long as it would or longer the second time even. So by the time the food arrived, our friend had to leave to go to his Broadway show. So we were sitting there with three entrees and Josh was flustered and he was like, "I don't even want this." Because we were spending the extra money that we wouldn't have gone to the Smith anyway if it wasn't for our friend.
Yeah.
And so do we really need to spend this money if it's not even for our friend's birthday? Because he's left and wasn't even able to eat.
Yeah.
And so Joshua, pulled over the manager and talked to him and he dug deep for those emotions from that theater performance degree.
Because I was trying to be, I don't want to be angry and yelling and berating because that's Karen-esque behavior, right? So instead I went the other route to be "You really ruined this for us. And look at how hurt I am because you ruined this event for us. And we love you. We're here all the time. And now we don't know if we can count on you anymore.
Yeah.
Broke our trust."
Although you could tell Josh was a little rusty because he didn't actually say what happened. He said,
I said what happened.
You said there was a big mistake.
No, I didn't. I said what happened. Anyway, keep going.
So he was like, "Well, what was the mistake? What happened? What went wrong?" So
I told him they lost the order and
So then I spoke up and I was like, "Well,
Matt has a memory of a goldfish. I don't know why he's trying to tell the story."
Okay. Anyway, so we got long story short. Well, it's not short anymore. the whole meal was free and they let us eat it. Cause we were like, "Can we just leave? We're going to leave. Is that okay?" And they were like, "Well, I don't want you to leave on an empty stomach. So just do you just want to eat it?" So it was a little awkward, honestly, after our meal was comped and our waiter didn't want to talk to us anymore.
Right. Because then we just had to sit there and eat it while the manager was still walking around watching us. But then our waiter was I guess told not to come to our table anymore.
Right. But then we you don't want to laugh as if you got away with something or even pretend you're enjoying the food because then it seems like you lied or something happened. So you have to look angry while you're eating the food for the next 10, 15 minutes. So the manager came over again as we were leaving and he was like, "I'm so sorry again." And then we had to still pretend we were upset, but by that time it was fine. He made up for it, but it was just we didn't want him to think that we played something over on him or did this on purpose.
No, I mean, I think I wasn't too worried of the after fact because we obviously didn't he can run the tape and see that we were there for way too long.
Right. Of course. Is that enough topics? Do we need more?
Yeah. If you have one more, we can talk some more about something.
Well, as I mentioned, my dad and Carla, his wife, are coming to visit over the holidays, and they've tasked us, as they always do, with picking a restaurant we've never been to, usually a nice restaurant. Well, I'm telling you now.
Okay.
And then they usually pay for it.
that is Matt manifesting that into existence.
No, I mean, if you're going to tell me I have to pick a restaurant to take us to.
They usually do pay, but they're really nice about that.
So we have to be thinking about that. So that's a topic.
Oh, that's the full stop.
Email, the topic. Whatever this, what is it? How do they contact you?
keepsweetpod@gmail.com.
Fingers crossed. but maybe we'll go there. Let us know.
Sorry, it's late. I've had wine, so I'm not. Hold on, I can find it.
Anyway.
Oh, it's keepsweetpodcast@gmail.com.
There you go. Or Instagram, however you want to tell us,
yeah.
Tag us
Text
in
me.
One of their photos. That has to be a really good food,
Ooh,
food porn
yeah,
photo.
Yeah. In Manhattan. I'm not going to Brooklyn.
Oh, for sure. Out of the question. I mean, it has to be walking distance from 30 in the 30s. So
can't just give away our address.
So it can be as high as in the 80s. We've walked that, or as it could be as low as you want. We'll walk, you know, all the way down.
I'll take a Lyft or a cab.
Sure, sure.
But I'm not going to Brooklyn.
There you go.
Love you, Brooklyn. Yeah. So let us know where you are thinking. I actually have a few places in mind. I want to go to Italy, but like that like rooftop one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe it'll be cold and I don't know how
they
do
that. Oh, you
know
where I want to go? I want to go to the Edge restaurant.
The Edge has a restaurant?
Yeah, remember I wanted to rent that room for your birthday.
Things. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good option. Okay, well, still email us your options, everyone.
Oh, for sure.
Thank you guys so much for listening
to
this.
You should just leave
more.
That in because that'll be fun.
No, I'm not going to leave it. Thank you. We had a thing.
What is
it?
What are we going to tell them?
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, this more, what I call it? Laid back episode with just me and Matt, which is all you need, to be honest. I hope
these
you guys
are
have a wonderful...
The top listens, you know, people's favorites.
The what? The topless?
Top listens.
Oh, top listens. I thought you said the top list, like topless. Anyway, what was I saying? Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful finish out the rest of your week. And we were able to bring you some like positivity and levity. Hopefully our conversations are interesting or you find something great. I have no idea. Everyone go praise Vin Diesel. And you know what? We will be back next week for some more positive times and probably more wine because I like it with wine. It's great. But until then, as always, keep sweet.